A flash of light beams over a planet's horizon before pulling back quickly into the vast galaxy, revealing a constellation in the form of a lion rampant. A bright sun shines through misty white clouds that then dissipate. The outer edges of the image fade to black, leaving concentrated rays of sunlight against a blue sky in the center. Lionsgate premiere. Over black, golden sparks fly as the words Grindstone Entertainment Group emerge amid golden light. Rays of light remain between the O and N and become an animated spark. Sunlight shines behind a futuristic cityscape. Clouds above, a train emerges. As it passes, the letters AFO flash against black. A blue stripe punctuates the lower half of the letters. A bright spotlight flashes toward the screen and rotates, revealing white block letters, Ingenious. Over black, white film rolls by and becomes part of a crown, Kind Hearts Entertainment. Daytime, the sun rises over the Cincinnati, Ohio skyline. An aerial view of an industrial area. Outside, a red brick warehouse, weeds grow through the pavement. Inside, floodlights illuminate the space. A man with a furrowed brow and strong cheekbones walks to a table covered with guns, ammo, and a green mask. Wednesday, July 5th, 6:30 a.m. Frank Grillo. He picks up a burner phone and makes a call. Bruce Willis.
911, what's your emergency?
There's a bomb. A new bridge set to go off at 9 a.m. Which bridge is it?
The man loads a spring into a handgun barrel. Reprisal. Olivia Culpo, Jonathan Scheck. He adjusts a handheld radio. He buttons up a black shirt. Natalie Ura. Wes Stevens, Colin Egglesfield. On a board, photos of a bank. The Green Mask, Uncle Murda, Christopher Rob Bowen. The man puts on a bulletproof vest, music by Gio Mastinelli and Sonia Belousova. He pieces together a rifle, co-executive producer Ryan Black. He clips holsters around his calves, co-producers Tim Sullivan, Anthony Kelly. Edited by Ryan Dufresne, production designer Nate Jones, director of photography Peter Holland, ACS. Bullets lie on the table. The man loads a magazine. Executive producers, Henry Winterstern, Ariane Fraser, Delphine Perrier. On the board, photos of a jewelry store interior. Executive producers, Ted Fox, Vance Owen. The man loads his vest with weapons. Executive producers, Waymark Godfrey, Robert Jones. On the board, a photo of a man with a beard. The man slides a gun strap over his shoulder. Photos of the inside of a bank vault, produced by Mark Stewart, PGA written by Bryce Hammonds. The man picks up an assault rifle, black. The sun shines over a tree-lined residential street, directed by Brianna Miller, outside a two-story home. Inside, a man in a tie, Jacob, serves eggs.
Breakfast!
A woman, Christina, walks in.
Hi, baby.
Come on, Sophia, we gotta go to school.
Coming.
A young girl walks to the kitchen island.
Oh, Daddy made all the lunches for the whole week.
Daddy's amazing. Mwah.
Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, baby. How'd you sleep?
Good.
Christina puts down a blood glucose meter.
We have to right now?
Come on, baby. We'll take 2 seconds. You know the drill.
Sophia holds out her index finger. Jacob stacks box lunches and puts them in the fridge. Christina wipes Sophia's finger.
Look. 97. That's perfect.
Okay.
But don't forget to eat all of it.
At the table, Jacob looks through a stack of bills. Christina sits at the table.
How are we doing this month?
Oh, we are rolling.
Yeah, it's great. I think we're going to be okay this month.
He leans in.
I think we need to cut back on a few things. Maybe the gardener, housekeeper, security system, right? Just for a little while.
She looks down.
Worst case scenario, I'll go back into my 401k.
We can't keep doing this.
I know. We'll get through this, I promise you. All right? I'll fix it. Okay? No one to worry.
He kisses her hand.
We're gonna be late.
She stands.
We're gonna be late. Gotta go. Come on.
Jacob puts on his jacket.
Oh no, baby, you did not eat enough. Not enough at all.
She holds up a bar.
Eat it.
Okay, you're gonna eat this whole thing in the car.
Okay.
Make sure she eats it, okay?
Have you seen my keys?
Right here. All right, lock up. Make sure you eat that, all right?
Outside, next door, a bald man stretches.
Keep working, old man.
The man's brow furrows. He frowns and nods.
I'll take you anytime, punk.
Come on, kiddo. We're going to be late.
Did you forget something?
Nope.
You sure it's locked?
Yep.
Good to see James still working out after he retired from the force.
Wish my father had. Maybe he'd still be with us.
Jacob's brows knit.
I got a late conference call. Can you pick her up from school around 3?
Shouldn't be a problem as long as you don't mind hanging out in my office for a while.
Your job is boring.
Yeah, I'll see you at 3.
I'll come get you as soon as I'm done.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Bye, I love you.
We love you.
Christina gets into a blue sedan. Jacob gets into an SUV. Clouds rolling over the city. Jacob walks into CVF Bank. He turns as police cars speed by. Inside the vestibule, another man walks over.
Morning.
Morning.
You know what that's about?
Some nut job called in a bunch of bomb threats, so we got emergency responders scrambling all over the
city. Outside, a female guard gets a bag from an armored truck. Inside, a guard unlocks glass doors.
Here you guys are. Official, good morning.
Thank you.
Morning.
We'll talk about it in the meeting, make sure everybody knows what's going on.
Hey, Maribel.
Good morning.
He holds the door.
How are you?
Morning, Jacob.
You got our delivery?
Yep.
Let's go, girl.
They walk through the lobby. The man, Mitchell, unlocks a vault door. Jacob unlocks a gate. Jacob leads them to a smaller room lined with vaults. He begins to unlock vault 34 and steps away. The other man finishes unlocking the vault. On a table, the woman unloads several individual small bags filled with stacks of cash. Jacob checks their yellow labels.
$7,350.
Yep.
Okay.
He stacks them inside the vault. He closes the vault door and leans on it, then spins the dials in the lobby. In the lobby.
So has the city put extra cops in the streets?
That I don't know. But, you know, it's business as usual, guys. Anything out of the ordinary, you just come to me and let me know. We know the protocol.
He addresses a team.
Okay, let's get to work.
They disperse. The security guard opens the glass doors. Customers from the vestibule walk in. Jacob walks into his office.
Hello?
Are you okay?
What's going on?
So the university is on lockdown and Sophia's school just called.
What?
It's all over the news. You didn't hear anything?
There have been bomb threats all over the city, all morning.
Well, did they... You gonna go get her?
Yeah, I'll get her as soon as I get out of here. It shouldn't take too much longer.
Well, let me know what's going on, okay?
I love you. Be safe.
All right.
I love you too. Bye.
He hangs up and looks down, his jaw tense. He picks up paperwork and switches on the computer. Behind the counter, a woman with red hair stands. An old, bald man with two young children approach.
Good morning.
Hi. How may I help you today?
In the lobby, people look at their phones. The screens flicker black and white. Jacob looks out. Mitchell's brow furrows. Through the revolving door into the vestibule, the man enters. He wears the green mask and carries unmarked bags. He aims the rifle at the guard. His body falls to the floor. The man walks toward the lobby. Jacob grabs the phone. Mitchell ushers customers.
Keep your heads up. Keep your heads up. Stay down. Keep down.
The man hurries into the lobby and fires into the ceiling. People lie on the floor. He aims at Jacob. Jacob dives away from the phone. man looks at the people on the floor. He aims to the ceiling. Mitchell watches the man. He turns to the glass doors and pulls them closed. Around the door handles, he locks an industrial clamp. He turns back and makes a beeline for the counter. He jumps up and over. He throws two bags onto the counter and slams down a note. Fill two bags. The red-haired teller stands and takes the bags. She opens the cash drawer and stuffs the cash into the bags. On the floor, a woman lifts her head. The teller stuffs more cash in the bag. The man walks back into the lobby. He pulls Mitchell up by his collar. At the counter, the teller slips a dye pack into the bag. In the lobby, the man aims at Jacob and gestures for him to stand. The teller puts the full bags on the counter. The man grabs Jacob and shoves him next to Mitchell. He holds out a note. Open the safe. He hits Mitchell in the guts, then flips the note. Open the fucking safe. Jacob pulls Mitchell to his feet and they walk to the door by the counter. The gun presses into Jacob's back. In the lobby, a woman trembles. The man follows them to the room of vaults. He pushes them to vault 34.
Just don't be a hero.
Okay.
Jacob twists the lock.
Okay.
All right, relax.
Mitchell steps forward.
Just calm down.
He pulls open the door. The man drops a mustard satchel at their feet and pulls out a note. No bait, no GPS, no dye packs. The mask glares at them.
Okay, all right.
Jacob picks up the bag and starts filling it.
Yeah. All right, all right.
The man trains his gun at Jacob.
Easy, we're going.
Jacob hands him the bag. He snatches it and throws around his arm.
Okay.
He points the gun from them to the door. They hold up their hands and walk out. He shoves Mitchell with the gun. In the lobby, a bank worker crouches and walks to the door. The masked man walks out. The worker freezes. The masked man throws him a bag of cash, and he drops it. The masked man knocks him to the floor.
Hey, come on, leave him alone!
The masked man strikes the worker with the butt of his gun.
Leave him alone!
He tosses Mitchell a bag of cash, then the other to Jacob. He walks toward them. On the other side of the door, he locks the industrial clamp, trapping the customers in the lobby. Jacob looks to the guard's body. In slow motion, the man turns to Jacob and shoves him. Jacob's gaze lowers. He frowns. The man steps to Mitchell and pushes him. They slowly walk forward toward the body. The man aims at the ceiling. They run. From their bags, masses of pink dye explode first in Mitchell's face, then Jacob's. They collapse to the floor. Jacob looks up, dye in his eyes. Both Jacob and Mitchell's hands are zip-tied. Police officers run in. The masked man, Gabriel, is gone. Officers rush to the lobby doors. Two officers help Jacob and Mitchell to their feet and lead them outside. A police officer crouches by the guard and holds two fingers to his neck. Blood trickles from the guard's mouth. In a police station.
How long has this guy worked with the bank?
Says here that his father was a patrol officer over in Midtown.
Did you know him?
No, he was before my time.
And he used this guy as a decoy with the others?
Well, that's what it looks like.
One fatality?
Yeah, security guard. But the witness statements indicate that no one saw it coming.
All right, get it on the board. I want a bolo out. The rest of my team will be flying in by tomorrow. Have offices in a task force room set up before they arrive.
You got it.
Christina approaches.
We've been waiting here for over 2 hours. I'm looking for my husband, Jacob Tasker. Can you help us? No one seems to know anything.
Really sorry, ma'am, but you're going to have to wait over here for a little while longer, okay?
Please. I just need to make sure he's okay.
He's fine, Mrs. Tasker. He's in a briefing with one of our top investigators. If you want to wait over there, we'll send someone over as soon as he's finished.
Okay.
In an interview room.
Steady, okay?
Mr. Tasker, you hired a private security firm a couple years ago as a consultant.
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the firm?
I don't, but it was approved by the board so that we could stay in compliance with federal...
Photos of the robbery.
We're hoping you can help us here, Mr. Tasker.
This is a jewelry store, credit union branch, and a diamond exchange in Aventura, Florida last spring. Two banks up in Pittsburgh late last August, they all have one thing.
He taps a photo of the perpetrator.
That's pretty much the description I gave.
The detective sits. He and the agent exchange looks.
Any surveillance from our bank?
We believe that he's been using what appears to be a Chinese-built scrambler. So it shorts out all wireless devices, including surveillance cameras that are not hardwired.
We've reviewed your statement. If there's anything that stood out, we need to know.
This happened really fast, and he was violent. In tactical gear, head to toe, just like this. I didn't see his face. I didn't see his hands. He didn't speak. He had index cards. He was in and he was out. And
the agent stares at him.
Was there someone that came into your bank, maybe person in the last couple weeks that seemed irregular?
Jacob leans back. His tie hangs loose. His hair sits ruffled. He shakes his head.
No, nothing that would raise that kind of a red flag for me, no.
The agent sits up and leans on the table.
It's just that, this guy knew your facility inside out. He had to have been there before. He had the precise measurements necessary for that mechanism to work on your doors. He knew the exact location of that locker.
Jacob stares back at him. He shakes his head and looks down. The detective looks askance at Jacob.
We know you've been through hell today. This is the third homicide connected to this man.
You know, sometimes memories have a way of coming back after an incident like this. If you think of anything...
He places his car down. Federal Bureau of Investigations. Nicholas Fields III. He stands. Jacob walks out of the interview room. Christina and Sophia stand. Christina rushes into his arms and hugs him tightly.
Let's get you home.
He puts his arm around her. The family walk out the doors together. Nighttime, buildings glisten by the water. Inside, in the bathroom, Jacob holds a hand towel under the tap, then presses it to his face. Christina stands in the doorway.
Can I get you anything?
Hey, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just need a little time.
Okay.
She leaves. Jacob leans on the sink and looks down. He looks into the mirror. The past, a hazy replay. The masked man aims his gun directly at Jacob. The man beats someone with the butt of his gun. The present. Jacob puts on a shirt as he walks into his bedroom. On the bed, Christina and Sophia snuggle, asleep. He smiles. The girls sleep soundly. In the living room, Jacob puts some ice in a small glass. From a bottle, he pours in a clear liquid, a third of the way. Morning, on the patio, Jacob lies on an outdoor couch. He holds the glass. The officers enter, the door clamp locks, the man aims his gun at Jacob. Jacob startles and rubs his face. He sits up and leans on his legs. Jacob walks on the grass, to an outdoor seating area. He sits and reclines in a chair. He leans his head back and closes his eyes. Outside, the sun shines. Jacob sits in the chair. The neighbor, James, walks around the corner with a cup of coffee.
Looking good.
James smiles and sits.
Hey. Rough night?
Nah, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah. It's all on the news. Sorry it happened.
I can't shake it, man. I just keep seeing it over and over again, you know? I replayed it in my head like I could have done something, maybe, to stop it.
20 years of law enforcement. A lot of bad nights. Parodies, a couple beers. That'll help.
He hands Jacob a small bottle of pills.
I remember holding the hand of this little girl. I pulled her out of a canal. She hadn't been under. She hadn't been under that long. Her mother crashed the car. She kept asking for it. Nothing I could.
James looks down.
You ever want to talk? I'll be here for you.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it.
Inside, Jacob watches TV.
Officials are now reporting that one of the victims in yesterday's bank robbery is in critical condition from the injuries sustained during that deadly attack.
Christina puts a hand on his shoulder.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I think.
Any updates?
Uh-oh. Nothing new. Guy just disappeared. Vanished. Mitchell called me. Late last night, and we're going to be put on administrative leave.
He rubs his forehead.
What does that mean? They're not terminating you.
She turns off the TV.
You gave those people 10 years of your life.
I know.
They're not going to do that.
I know. Okay.
There's no way, right?
Just stick to the routine, business as usual. We don't need this kid getting more upset, okay? Please, I gotta go take a shower. I'm exhausted.
An aerial view of the city, in a hospital room, an old man puts on a robe, a nurse reaches for his arm.
Jackie, gotta help me.
Mr. Connors. Hey, Mr. Connors.
Hey.
Another nurse enters. Mr. Connors pushes against them.
Get there, I'm
Jack.
Late.
Mr. Connors,
get out of my way, I'm
Mr. Connors.
Gabriel runs in and pushes between the nurses.
Come over here, Frank. I need you on this side. Get up, my father.
He walks his father back to the bed.
Drag on
no,
me.
No, no,
pal.
No,
shit.
No.
Hang on me, they're gonna...
It's Sunday. Oh. It's Sunday. This day is set aside for us.
He rests his forehead on Gabriel's.
Oh, there's things I do not forget. My son.
The nurses watch.
Here, Pop.
Gabriel pours him a drink.
This man is my father. He's a recipient of a Silver Star and a Purple Heart. If you disrespect him in any way, you have to answer to me.
The male nurse looks away. Gabriel glares.
Close the door on the way out.
On the bed, the man curls up.
It's okay, Dad.
Gabriel kisses him on the head. He picks up a package and sits in the chair next to the bed.
Life for a life. Eye for an eye.
On the address label, from Smite Tactical, 2, Frank Connors, Lutheran Assisted Living. Gabriel looks to his father, asleep on the bed. On the windowsill, a black and white photo of a military man. Nighttime, in bed, Jacob and Christina sleep. The masked man aims his gun. He attaches the clamp to the door. In bed, Jacob bolts away. He puts his hand over his eyes.
I'm fine. Yeah. I should have done something.
There's nothing you could have done. If you had done something, you wouldn't be here right now.
He screws up his face and looks away.
Talk to me.
I don't know what to say.
He pulls back the covers and sits on the side of the bed. She touches his shoulder.
I'm right here.
A view of the city by the water. In the living room, Jacob looks at his laptop. He scrolls through a news site, seeking information. Murder and robbery investigation. He pours himself a drink. Jacob drinks, then puts it down. He looks at the news site and rests his head in his hands. Daytime, at Jacob and James' houses. In James' office, Jacob holds a pill next to a bottle of beer. He takes the pill, then swigs the beer. Sitting at the desk, James spins around.
I used to live on those things. A couple of night takes the dreams away. Then you get to a point when, you know, you take so many of them.
James raises a brow. Jacob stands.
You know,
he walks to a fridge.
10 years. I don't know what the fuck to do with myself. I can't even make a move until the feds clear me.
He reach out to you at all?
Not since the robbery. I told him everything I knew, and then they...
He hands James a beer.
...about me. It seemed like they were following that guy for a long time. They knew him.
You talking about a task force?
James takes a drink. Jacob looks down.
Oh, right now, while it's fresh.
All right.
No, spell it out.
All right. He was very tactical, right? Full body armor.
You see his face?
I had a mask. A mask like, you know, what you would wear, a tactical, like SWAT.
You say anything to him?
No, I didn't say anything to anyone. He had cards written out. He's violent. And he had a lock. He was carrying this big, FBI said it was some specialized lock. Yeah, he put it on the door and they had a blow.
Did you get a look at it?
Yeah.
What kind of lock was it?
It was big. It was all like an antique. It was like heavy steel lock. It was, they had a...
James gets up.
The door.
He stands at a whiteboard.
The lock.
It was big, it was old, it was steel, it was heavy. I don't know how he carried it.
Special lock.
Yeah.
He grabs a marker.
Big.
Rusty?
I don't know much. I didn't see it fucking happened so fast.
No, lay it out.
He draws.
Rectangular, right?
Right.
Like that.
Right. It was right. Hollow in the middle.
and it was heavy and it was very old.
Very old.
On a laptop, James shows Jacob pictures of locks.
I really want to know what...
James shrugs. Jacob looks.
Which one is it?
I don't see it there. Oh, wait a minute. Go up.
James scrolls through images.
Oh. This.
That's it.
He opens the picture of an identical lock.
I'm gonna print that.
I wanna see this special lock.
No, it's right here. What can I do?
Or exotic would be easy to find.
I didn't say exotic.
He tapes it to the board.
Specialized. Special, right? Because everybody doesn't have it, so it's special.
Break it down for me.
Yeah, see the door?
James furrows his brow.
So, if the bank branch...
He marks on a floor plan.
Here, where were you?
Jacob grabs a marker. James' eyes narrow.
There. Yeah, maybe 15 feet from the door.
When you turned around, you didn't see a suspect at all?
Mm-mm. No, he's gone.
Where was he?
Well, what they're saying, and what had to happen.
He points to a back door. James stares at him and frowns. Jacob holds a sketch of the man in the mask wanted by the FBI.
This is crazy. This is the guy.
That's your guy?
Well, look, it's the same guy for each one of these things. And look at this $75,000 reward. What's going on?
Well, I thought you just wanted to clear your name.
That's not funny.
What are you laughing about?
I do want to clear my name. It's just...
He tapes it on the board.
That's why it's taken so long for the FBI to find this guy.
I mean, something brought these fucking guys here, right?
Well, they're just following a pattern now. He's blending into his surroundings. Come on, you can see that.
James looks at the image, his brows knit. Nighttime, Christina walks downstairs, into the living room. Jacob sleeps on the couch. She bends down and carefully takes his glass and places it on the coffee table. She covers him with a red blanket. Christina runs her hands through his hair. She stands and walks out. She switches off a lamp. Daytime, in the sitting area by the kitchen, Jacob looks through papers of the robbery. Christina puts a glass of juice on the table by Sophia and her cereal.
Baby?
Sophia smiles.
Your numbers are a little low. I need you to drink all of this, okay? And eat all of that, every bite, okay? We need to get that back up.
Christina walks to Jacob and sits on the coffee table, her brows furrow. His head in his hand, he looks at her. She waves at the papers.
Guns. That.
Okay, all right.
Not papers, the masks.
Shush. It is away from her.
They're everywhere.
Listen, I'm doing something here. It's very important. I'm doing my best, okay?
He looks up at her.
Not good enough for me.
She looks down.
What do you want me to do?
I need you.
His gaze shifts and he looks away. Sophia sits at the table, writing. He looks to Christina. He kisses her hand, then looks to Sophia, eyes closed, her head hangs.
Sophia?
They rush over.
Sophia?
He holds her up. Christina unzips a pack.
You're okay.
Come on.
You're okay.
She gets a syringe.
You're okay. Come on, baby.
Keep her with you.
Come on, baby.
Sophia.
Come on, hurry up.
We're right here. It's coming right.
Christina injects Sophia in the arm.
There you go. Okay.
Nice and calm.
Daddy, you're okay.
Just gonna take a little bit of time. You're gonna feel just fine. Take some deep breaths.
Christian pats her hair. In a linoleum hallway, words appear. Cincinnati State Technical University. A uniformed Gabriel pushes a janitor's cart down the hall. He unlocks a door from the cart. He takes a backpack and slips inside. He darts downstairs into a dark room, Engineering Research Center. He approaches a workbench. From a compartment, he presses a button and removes three cartridges. He slides a video camera along a track and takes it from a tripod. He puts it in his backpack. He stops at a desk. On it, a laptop is connected to a small case. From his pocket, he pulls out a list and places it next to the monitor. He plugs a small device into the USB slot. He types. On the screen, a series of boxes turn green, attempting code break. Password decode successful. The case unlocks. Gabriel opens it. From inside, he takes out a clear disc, wrapped in a circular cage. He places it into his backpack. He types a job description, commercial build-out, assistance.
$40 an hour, should get a few guys out there.
He unplugs the USB and tosses it into his backpack. He turns and walks out. Inside his office, James and Jacob look at the board.
Pittsburgh, Aventura, and now here. Three quick heists in the same amount of days.
Yeah. There's only a few days between each job, right? Which means it's well planned out. And
James folds his arms and shakes his head.
Timing.
He's gone, man. He is in the wind.
No way.
He's not coming back.
No way. Or there's two jewelry stores downtown. High-end jewelry stores. Maybe.
You said he went strictly for the cash. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Guns and cash, right? He can't sell the diamonds. He can't sell the jewelry. He goes for guns and cash. So maybe he's after paper. Maybe he's...
James raises his brows and shrugs.
Could be in Florida. Could be in the Bahamas. Could be in Venezuela.
Or he could be looking at the Chardoff Bank, which is right downtown. He needs something easy in, easy out. Look where we were. We were 15 feet away from him. He used us as decoys, right? He gets out the back. There's no cameras in the bank's garage. They own the garage in the back. There's no cameras, no surveillance. He's gone. Maybe he's looking for the same thing.
He furrows his brow.
Right.
Behind a warehouse, Saturday, July 8th. 9 a.m. Inside, from the ceiling, shooting range silhouette targets hang. On the floor, measured, concentric circles are marked in chalk. A cell phone prop lies on the floor. Gabriel walks in. He sets up a dummy in a bulletproof vest. In the center, he places the clear disc. It flashes blue. He sets up cameras toward multiple dummies. In the center, he picks up a measuring wheel and walks backward. He stops by another prop cell phone. He makes another mark with chalk. He writes gas. Gabriel stalks through the setup. He holds a rifle over his shoulder. He spins to the set and powers through. He shoots the silhouettes and takes cover behind a pillar. In James' office, they look at the board.
It's been 3 days since he hit that thing.
In the warehouse, Gabriel crouches with a clipboard. He looks to the flashing disc. He holds up a remote and presses a trigger. The prop cell phone screens flash and shut off. Gabriel makes a note. then looks up and presses it again. In James' office, they glare at the board. On a calendar, Jacob crosses off a third day in a row. On the board, a print a news report. Aventura Jewel Thief was a pro. Jacob crosses another date off. The board is covered with printouts. He traces maps with his finger. More police sketches are taped up. In the warehouse, Gabriel loads a magazine into a handgun. With a rifle, he spins to a hanging target. He moves through the set and fires through more targets. He ducks behind the pillar and reloads.
What makes sense to you?
Federal.
No, it's electronic bank.
In the warehouse, Gabriel fires at the dummies with his handgun.
I think Eastway Bank, which handles the payroll for the shipping hours, that's a target.
Gabriel hunches over and pushes through.
How easy would it be during a shift change? Hundreds of people coming and going. He'd blend right in.
Gabriel picks up the flashing disc and looks at it. In the living room, Christina looks through the curtain to the backyard. There, Jacob stands and steadies himself. Inside, Christina furrows her brow and walks away. In the warehouse, at a desk, Gabriel makes notes. In the office, Jacob's brows puckers. He holds his head in his hand.
No, wait, listen to me.
Gabriel holds the disc and looks at his notes. He walks backward. He makes a new mark on the ground. Jacob stares at the maps.
Was that factory that used to build the shipping locks?
It's right about here.
How close is that to your bank?
Just a couple miles. Beside that.
James circles the map.
You're worth checking into.
Gabriel shoves a target out of the way and leaps forward. He shoots a dummy. James furrows his brow and tightens his lips. He steps toward the board. Gabriel stands in the middle of his course and breathes heavily. At the table, Jacob sorts through pictures of buildings.
This is the connection. The original manufacturer of that lock went out of business 10 years ago. The only connection in
the red brick warehouse
that manufactured those things.
Jacob grabs an old handheld radio.
I gotta be out of my mind.
Most departments have already switched over to digital, right? But this should still work.
You can just give me a gun?
I just gave you 20. You get caught in a jam.
James gives him the radio.
Location. You say armed, 29 subjects.
29 subjects armed.
2 15s.
Alright.
And you get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Because you just told every cop in 30...
Jacob packs the pictures into his bag.
Down.
I'm going.
James shifts on the spot.
Sure.
Jacob walks out. In his car, Jacob drives. He checks the rearview mirror. He drives past a train trestle. Outside an auto shop, a bearded mechanic in coveralls walks out. He joins a line of other tradesmen, leading into a dilapidated building. Across the road, Jacob watches from his car. He talks on the phone.
Yeah, there's nothing here but a bunch of dudes getting checks.
I know it's tedious waiting for the shift to change.
He's not gonna hit here. This is a bust. I'm gonna go to the next location.
It's your call.
Okay.
In his office, Jacob works with a socket kit. On the road, James drives. He pulls up outside the red brick warehouse. He looks to the warehouse, at a rusted metal door and barbed wire fence.
Hey. There's nothing going on here. I think it's a bust.
You want me to go back with you?
No. It's another dead end.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come back. Right.
Behind him, a garage door opens. Gabriel stands in the entry and ducks back inside. Jacob leans back. His mouth hangs open. He slowly gets out of his car and hurries across the street. He looks around, then pushes open the rusted door and slips inside. He walks up a metal staircase and presses against a wall. Jacob creeps along the wall and looks around. He arrives at a door, his jaw tenses. He slowly pulls it open and sneaks inside. In the warehouse, Gabriel looks through the table of weapons. Jacob peers in through a door and creeps onto a balcony. He ducks and looks to Gabriel below. Gabriel picks up a pair of bolt cutters and walks to the other end of the table. Jacob tries to look past a barrel, but he ducks back behind it. Gabriel picks up a handgun and loads the magazine. He kicks the stand of a motorcycle and wheels it forward. From above, Jacob sneaks along and watches. Gabriel wheels the motorcycle under the walkway and into another room. Above, Jacob hurries past pallets and barrels to a staircase. In another room, Gabriel wheels the motorcycle to a stop. He kicks the stand down. At the staircase, Jacob scurries down. In the other room, Gabriel pulls on a rope. A garage door closes. Gabriel pulls down a wooden rail. The elevator begins to lower. On the warehouse floor, Jacob hurries to the table. He looks at the paperwork and weapons. Hung on the wall, boards of pinned photos and screenshots from the bank security cameras. Jacob's brows raise. On the board, pictures of the mask, the vest, the vaults, and he and Mitchell. Jacob's brow puckers. He turns away, then turns back. He looks at a padded envelope with the address from Gabriel's father. The elevator stops. Gabriel opens the door. Upstairs, Jacob grabs the envelope. He tears the address label off and runs back up the stairs. Outside, Gabriel wheels the motorcycle to the curb. Wearing a blackout helmet, he jogs back up the ramp and pulls the garage door closed. Jacob runs back up to the balcony. Outside, Gabriel jumps on the motorcycle. Jacob runs down the stairs and out to the street. He rushes to his car and gets in. Jacob picks up his phone.
Where are you?
I got him.
Listen to me, check this address.
Frank Connors, 423 Rosewood Road.
423 Rosewood Road, Frank Connors.
I got him.
I'm on him now.
call Casey.
Hey, man, what's up?
I need you to call...
Gabriel speeds down an industrial street in his SUV. Jacob follows behind. An armored truck passes through an intersection. Gabriel turns and trails the truck. Jacob follows.
This guy's following an armored car.
Stay on him.
In the truck, a bald man drives. Behind him sits the female guard.
Fourth and Easter.
Gabriel rides close behind the truck. Jacob hangs back. He looks around. The truck rounds a corner. Past two small excavators, Gabriel comes to a stop. The motorcycle speeds forward, down a hill. Jacob stops at the same corner.
He's pulling off. What do I do?
Stay with the target.
He turns.
View.
A convertible pulls onto the street. It gets between the truck and Jacob. In a parking garage, the motorcycle screeches to a halt in front of a wire cage, locked with a chain and padlock. Gabriel gets off and grabs the bolt cutters. He cuts open the cage and tosses the cutters inside. From the motorcycle saddle, he pulls out his mustard satchel and the clear disc. It begins to flash blue. Gabriel walks into a stairwell, then through an open exit door into an alley. He kicks up the stopper and it swings closed. Outside, the armored truck drives up the alley. Gabriel hides in the doorway. Jacob pulls into the alley and stops. The truck passes Gabriel and he runs after it. He hurls the flashing disc and it hits the truck. He triggers the remote and the truck jolts to a stop. Jacob grabs the radio. Gabriel pulls out a handgun.
Fifth and Ollie, shit, what was that? On 28th.
The convertible stops. Jacob gets out.
Fifth and Ollie.
The people in the convertible get out and run. The truck driver holds his radio. Gabriel creeps alongside the truck.
Hello?
Jacob hunches over and rushes toward them.
Hello, hello?
Gabriel walks around the front of the truck. Jacob peers around a wall.
Think I'm about to go see what's going on.
Gabriel cocks the gun. The driver's door opens and he climbs down. Gabriel jumps behind him. He strikes the driver in the back with the butt of his gun, knees him in the guts, and pushes him against the truck.
Open the door!
He shoots the driver.
Stupid son of a bitch!
The driver grabs his shoulder. Gabriel slams him against the back doors. Jacob sneaks across the street.
Open the fucking door!
From inside, she pushes it open. Gabriel shoves the driver aside.
Give me the gun!
She pulls it out.
Give me the gun!
Okay!
She tosses it out.
Where's the gun? Where's the gun?
Jacob sneaks closer. He presses himself against a wall. The guard throws Gabriel a bag. He pulls out a knife and slices the bag open. He stuffs individually wrapped stacks of cash into his satchel. The guard holds her hands up. On the pavement, the driver rocks. Gabriel aims at the guard. On the pavement, the driver sits up. Gabriel grabs the guard and pulls her out. The driver stands and reaches for his gun. Gabriel shoots him. Blood splatters. He turns. Jacob slams Gabriel against the truck. They struggle. Police cars drive in. Jacob blocks a right hook and knocks the gun from Gabriel's hand. Gabriel delivers a hook. Jacob stumbles backward. Gabriel kicks him in the chest and he falls. Gabriel runs. Jacob pulls the guard up and off the street. Police cars stop. Gabriel shoots at the officers. The officers exchange fire. One officer runs behind the convertible. Gabriel leans out from in front of the truck and shoots. Jacob and the guard take cover behind a brick wall. She crouches, he runs off.
Stay here.
An officer runs to the doorway. Behind the truck, Gabriel reloads.
Shots fired!
Wake up!
Responding unit set up on Franklin and 8.
Gabriel backs away, he shoots at the officers. An officer ducks behind the convertible.
Cover me.
An officer runs forward. He aims out from behind a wall. A large officer runs to the truck doors and aims around them. By the parking garage, Gabriel runs. He opens the wire cage and dumps the satchel. He jumps on his motorcycle.
Send me fire rescue! We have one adult female, severe head trauma, but conscious. We have a man down! Multiple gunshots to upper torso. Have them run lights and sirens.
It's on the move!
Suspect in the armored car robbery heading east on Arlington toward the interstate.
Behind the barricade, Gabriel speeds out of the garage. He leaps over the crest of a hill.
714, I've got the lead.
Police cars pull out in front of him. He skids, then sharply turns and darts down another street. Several cars pursue him, lights flashing. Car gets close to him, he tears off, faster. They gain on him, one car drives close to his back tire. He swerves sharply and speeds down a different street. The cop car swerves, and spins out. It quickly straightens and follows Gabriel. Gabriel slams on the brakes, spins back, and fires. The bullets shatter the windshield. The car spins and slams into a barricade. Gabriel roars off down the street. Outside a mill, a group of men stand in coveralls. One looks at his phone.
Any of you seen the foreman? Jopo said we were supposed to be here at 10 a.m. I'm not gonna wait around all day for this shit.
Gabriel skids around the corner. He drives down a driveway toward them. His motorcycle knocks over a trash can. He gets off the bike and aims for the sky. The men scatter. The police arrive. Gabriel dumps his helmet under a truck and takes off his motorcycle gear. Men lie on the ground. Gabriel, now in coveralls, climbs into a truck. The police line the men up as Gabriel drives away. In the wire cage, the satchel sits. Jacob strides toward the cage. He looks around. In the alley, at the crime scene, officers and detectives walk around. A man bends down and looks at the truck's tire. In the now empty warehouse, Gabriel rips down the boards and pictures from the wall. In the alley, crime scene tape hangs. In the warehouse, Gabriel drags a cart stacked with equipment out the door. At the crime scene, a detective and an officer look under the truck. In the warehouse, Gabriel cracks a flare and tosses it onto a pile of trash. At the crime scene, detectives look into the back of the truck. In the warehouse, Gabriel pulls the cart out as the fire burns. In the assisted living home, Frank looks out the window, the nurses enter.
Frank, there are some people here who need to speak with you.
No more negotiations. I gave you people a fair deal.
Mr. Connors, there was a fire in your factory earlier today.
My son knows what to do. He knows what to do.
He's going to be in and out, at best.
I took this company from my father. We built it from the ground up.
He really can't answer these questions right now? If you come back later?
No, I don't have time for that. Do you know his son?
Yeah, comes in here every...
In the backyard, Jacob carries the satchel.
When was the last time you saw him?
He lifts up the lid of a trash can and drops it in. He smiles and nods.
Dinner's almost ready!
He walks inside, past a plant of pink flowers. Inside, Sophia, Christina, and Jacob sit around the table.
Grandpa did that?
That's your father, by the way.
Yes, that's my father, and he did that. And then, when it was time to handcuff the bad guy, he realized he had one arm, like this. So what was he gonna do? What was he gonna do? How was he gonna handcuff him?
What about his ankle?
That's the funny part of the story. You see, when the guy was running away from Grandpa, his pants fell down to his ankle. So then Grandpa had to pick up his pants and handcuff his ankles to his arms to his, I don't know, this is funny.
I miss his stories.
Yeah, I miss him. He had some crazy stories.
But he was a good guy.
He was a good guy. He was a good cop. But he didn't want Daddy to be a cop ever. You know what he wanted me to be?
What?
Guess.
I don't know. Chef.
Chef? A lawyer. Mm. A lawyer or a clown.
You hear that? Strictly medical school for you.
No.
Why not?
Because she's gonna do what makes her happy.
Thank you.
Yes, baby.
Wanna know what would make me happy? If you help me clear these plates.
Sophia stands and picks up her plate. Jacob smiles. His smile fades. He looks away.
Good little helper.
Outside, at the crime scene, wearing a gray baseball cap, Gabriel walks past. He turns his nose up, then keeps walking. In the parking garage, he hops over a railing and walks to the wire cage. He opens the gate and looks inside. He looks around. He tightens his lips. His brows raise. He rests a hand on the wall. He runs out. Nighttime, in a hospital corridor, Agent Fields walks in. Outside the female guard's room, two officers stand.
You guys can call it a day. I'll take it from here.
She sits up.
Mr. Johnson, I'm FBI agent Nick Fields. We spoke earlier.
He places a folder down.
Quite an ordeal. It's good to see you're doing all right. Listen, I just have some additional questions. Shouldn't take too much of your time.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind taking a look at these two composite sketches, telling me if in the past couple weeks you've seen anyone that may match either of these. Maybe
she looks, then shakes her head.
One of your customer sites.
It's all like a blur. I can barely recall anything until those officers grabbed me.
You told the detectives on scene you may have recognized the man who pulled you to safety.
Fields collapses, shot in the stomach. Gabriel walks in, wearing a doctor's coat.
Do you recognize him?
He aims his gun at her.
I don't know.
What's his name?
I thought I might recognize him, but I don't know for sure.
I think you do know.
I don't know.
What?
In Jacob's bedroom, the girls sleep. He steps out.
Hello?
Jacob, it's Maribel. I'm still at County General.
Gabriel holds the phone. He stares at her.
Right now, it's an emergency.
FBI.
The FBI is asking questions.
Gabriel nods.
Tomorrow to meet with them, but not until I speak with you first.
Okay, listen to me.
Gabriel hangs up. He slowly raises his gun. Outside the hospital, lights flash. Jacob runs in. He walks through the lobby and down a staircase. Behind Jacob, Detective Roberts walks in.
You head of security? Come with me. I need your team to pull surveillance footage, and I want you to set up extra security.
Jacob approaches a service desk.
Waiting until they've been cleared by my team, is that clear?
Excuse me, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
I'm sorry, but we have a slight emergency situation that we're handling, and you're going to need to stay here.
Okay, hold on. Hey, baby, I need to call you back.
I sure hope so, for your daughter's sake. When was the last insulin shot that she had?
Who the fuck is this? Who is this?
Bring the money back to your home, and your wife and daughter will be breathing. You call the police, and they'll suffer before they die.
Jacob runs back upstairs. He makes a call.
Hello?
I thought you'd be sound asleep by now.
James, I think he's in my fucking house, man.
What?
He said don't call the police.
From the cupboard, James pulls a handgun, then a shotgun. He peers out the window. Outside, shotgun drawn, James crosses the lawn, on the outside couch. He shifts a blanket and grabs a spare key. He unlocks the door.
Christina?
On the wall, a security camera with a red light, written underneath, "I'm watching you." James furrows his brow and tenses his jaw. Jacob pulls into the driveway. James nods to the camera.
They're here?
It's Christina. Put it on the speaker.
Hello?
I remember you. From the bank. You're the hero that tried.
He watches the footage on a tablet.
You're the reason why all those people got killed. And now?
It's your family.
Okay. Just tell me what you want.
Well, Jacob nods to him. James lowers the gun.
On the table.
All right.
I'm sure the FBI will appreciate
you and your lovely wife setting up those tracking apps on your phones. Do you know the FBI uses the same
apps?
How long do you think it will take for them to connect the
murder of their agent and their sole surviving witness
to you? The man...
He looks to James. James' brows knit, his mouth open. Jacob looks away. James purses his lips. Inside a car, Gabriel smiles.
He didn't know.
I'm sorry, Jacob.
Jacob darts outside, James glares at him, he mouth twitches, Gabriel watches, Jacob comes back. He dumps the satchel on the table.
See it? Now what?
You and you alone. Your neighbor doesn't move from that spot.
Where and when?
Keep checking your phone.
Is this who you are?
It was a bad decision. I just didn't want him to get away again. No, it's not who I am.
Jacob picks up the satchel.
We're gonna have to fix this. Camera have audio?
No.
I've got a holster behind my back.
You gotta trust me, man.
The second you walk out that door.
Jacob walks out. In a parking garage, Gabriel loads a gun from a case. He pulls a remote and puts it in his bag. He holsters a handgun around his waist and one on his back. He slides on a black suit jacket and looks around. He puts on a pair of black sunglasses and walks out. Inside, in Jacob's kitchen, James sits. He picks up his phone.
Call Kiss.
Yep.
I'm gonna ask you a favor.
Daytime, an aerial view of bridges over the water. Jacob drives into a parking garage. He pulls into a spot and gets out. He opens the trunk and looks in the satchel. He grabs a stack of cash and lifts the top bill. Inside, a dive bomb. He replaces it. He slides a handgun into the waist of his pants and grabs the satchel. Outside, Jacob runs down a curving concrete ramp. Carrying the satchel, he checks his phone. He hurries on. He runs into a wide park and looks around. On a bench, a man has his leg up. He looks at Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob walks on the path.
Slow it down.
He follows behind.
Your neighbors. Keep it slow. Slow it down. I got a friend with me. Best I could do under such short notice. When I'm done, I'm gonna walk past that pavilion. My friend's gonna hand you an earpiece. You can hear us, we can hear you, but you cannot talk. Repeat, you cannot talk.
The man runs on. Another man walks toward Jacob. They subtly shake hands. Jacob keeps walking. He pushes the piece into his ear. The man turns back and follows Jacob.
The plan is to find your family while the mark is waiting on the package.
Jacob walks. It rains.
Until we have proof of life.
Inside, James sits at the table.
Take point.
We got eyes on your boy.
Bridge Street Park. Send your pet down.
Oh, clear.
Yeah,
he looks at the security camera.
The channel opening anyway.
The undercover men trail Jacob. Jacob keeps walking.
On the way.
By a bridge pillar, a homeless man sits in a tent.
He's running out of runway here.
I told you last week. We're about to come back.
Eyes up, we got a couple of beat cops.
Pass on the homeless guy.
Jacob stops at a tunnel.
Yeah.
At the other end, Gabriel stands.
Drop the bag.
Got ice?
Toss it on the ground.
Where's my family?
Gabriel walks towards him.
You have a father and a husband as dedicated as you.
Jacob drops the satchel.
You tasted that money, didn't you? It was your chance to get ahead. And you took it.
Stay calm and keep him talking.
Just like me. Didn't you? Just like me.
Where are they?
The undercover men run.
Work truck.
You passed it on the way in.
How did it feel?
Hmm?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, pal. Where's my family?
He bends to the satchel. Jacob charges him. They struggle. Gabriel shoves him to the ground. The undercover men draw their guns and run into the parking garage. Jacob looks up. Gabriel opens the satchel. Pink dye explodes over him. Jacob stands and runs. Gabriel pulls his gun, grabs the satchel, and runs after him. The police officers turn. Gabriel chases Jacob. Jacob ducks.
Not yet.
He fires over a partition fence. In a flurry of gunfire, Gabriel pursues Jacob. The police officers rush toward them. In the parking garage, the undercover men move through. Jacob peers around a wall.
Keep him talking, Jacob.
Gabriel empties his gun. He reaches into his bag and flicks a switch on the receiver. Jacob runs for it. The officers run up a ramp and train their guns on him. He puts his hands up.
Let me see your hands! Drop the gun, let me see your hands!
Gabriel leans around a corner and fires at the officers.
It's him!
They dive behind a wall.
Get down!
In the garage, the undercover men approach a truck. Guns drawn. The jogger looks under the tarp. Jacob fires back. Bullets fly between them. In the garage, the man looks in the truck window. He shatters it with the butt of his gun.
Cover your eyes!
An officer reloads. Jacob looks out. Gabriel's brows knit. His lips are tight. In the garage, the men look in the truck.
Sophia! Check on her. She started convulsions 20 minutes ago. She's not responding.
We have a 10-year-old female that's...
Gabriel swings back to the officer and hits him in the chest. He falls back, over the hand railing. The undercover man carries Sophia out of the garage. The other officer falls back. Christina leads the man and Sophia to the street. She waves down an ambulance. Gabriel runs downstairs, through the park. A police car speeds toward him. He fires at it and runs. Sophia gets to the ambulance. A silver car passes. Jacob runs behind another wall. Gabriel slides into the tunnel. The police car gets closer. Jacob reloads. In the parking lot, James leaps out of the silver car.
Just lost contact with Jacob and the mark.
Where are
they? They're down on the bridge. Little girl's in diabetic shock.
He lifts Sophia into the ambulance. Jacob crouches.
Can you hear me?
Any allergies to any medication?
No, no allergies. She's diabetic. She's extremely low. She just had a seizure.
When was her last insulin injection?
Last night. We need to get her numbers up.
Have glucagon?
No, she can't have glucagon.
She's got D50.
Poor baby.
Gabriel grits his teeth and fires at the police car.
Sophia, stay with me now.
She's gotta help us, honey. Come on. That's it.
The officer takes cover behind the door of his car. Gabriel hits him. The officer flies backward. James looks at Christina.
You have to go.
Gabriel shoots the other officer. James jumps out of the ambulance and runs. Christina hugs Sophia. Jacob sneaks around the wall. James grabs his shotgun. Jacob stands up and fires, directly into Gabriel's chest. Gabriel runs. Jacob runs after him. James runs toward a bridge. Gabriel looks back. Jacob gains on him. Gabriel turns and sprints. He runs up a staircase.
Stop, you son of a bitch! I got you. Stop! Put it down. Put it down.
Kill me. Your family dies.
Put it down. Just put it down. She's sick. My daughter is...
In slow motion, James runs.
Nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this. Tell me where she is.
Gabriel holds his hands out.
Life for life.
James grimaces.
Life for life.
Gabriel reaches back. He shoots. Jacob ducks behind a railing. He turns and runs. In slow motion, James aims the shotgun at Gabriel. Gabriel aims at Jacob. Jacob looks up. Gabriel tumbles back into the bridge railing. In slow motion, Gabriel's body falls from the bridge. James looks over. Brows knit. Below, Gabriel's body lies on the sidewalk. Blood splatter stains the pavement.
What have you done?
James nods. Jacob turns and runs.
You got him?
From the park. Jacob runs up the stairs to the street. In the ambulance, Sophia lies on a gurney. Jacob runs to her side. Christina jumps over and hugs him.
Hey!
Are you okay?
Yeah, you? You good? Okay. Yeah? Huh?
Are
yeah.
you okay?
I'm good.
Her eyes open.
She's fine. She's gonna be fine. Sophia, Daddy's here. Daddy's here.
He kisses her forehead.
Huh? What are you doing?
Detective Roberts leads an officer past the ambulance.
Move this perimeter back 50 yards. Have your team pull everything.
James rushes over. He tosses the officer his shotgun.
The witnesses. They were down
there. Whoa. Blue. Yeah. 20 years. James Richardson.
Blue, you have no jurisdiction.
Roberts narrows his gaze. They stop at the ambulance.
If somebody had talked to me, I'd put him.
The family smile at James.
Been through enough. Just get this little girl to the hospital,
and it's on me.
All right, have them brought in tomorrow. They're good to go.
Jacob and Christina nestle their heads by their daughters. An aerial shot over the city and Great American Ballpark, 6 months later. Outside their house, Jacob and Christina walk arm in arm.
How long do you think it'll be?
They stop at his car.
Our shift. At least I'm doing days, right?
Check in with me.
I will.
Please.
I will. You think this is crazy?
gonna be great.
He walks to the door. An envelope is tucked in the window. He opens it.
It's you?
He holds up a dog tag.
May you always be safe and your family protected, James. All right, baby. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
In a classroom, a police officer walks to the front.
I love you.
Guys, let's hold it down. I want to get this thing started because midnights were short, and they're still holding calls right now, so I want to get you on the road as soon as possible. I'll be real brief. There's a bolo sheet going around. Please take a look at it. We have some robbery subjects conducting snatch and grabs at the northern gas stations. Let's get a hold on this thing before the media gets wind of it. Speaking of media, is which brings me to star rookie over here, our new FNG. You might recognize Mr. Jacob Tasker as being...
The class applaud Jacob. He smiles. Previous credits: Lionsgate premiere, Grindstone Entertainment Group, Emmett Furlow Oasis Films present, an Emmett Furlow Oasis Films production, produced in association with Checkluck Films, in association with Kind Hearts Entertainment, music supervisor, Mike Burns, line producer, William B. Steakley, costume designer, Rachel Stringfellow, executive producers, Barry Brooker, Stan Wertlieb, produced by Randall Emmett, PGA, George Furlow, PGA co-producer Alex Eckert, Alana Crowe. Credits continue.
Troubles be, I don't want them.